The Association of Fresh Fish Dealers brings you the George Jessel Show.
Thirty Minutes in Hollywood, starring George Jessel with Norma Talmadge. Dedicating today's show to one of the greatest forms of entertainment the amusement world has ever known, vaudeville. And bringing you the guest appearance of some of its greatest headliners. Smith and Dale, the Avon Comedy Four, George Moran of the Two Black Crows, Carl Myers' Trained Canines, and a host of other all-star acts, together with Tommy Tucker and his orchestra, Amy Arnell, and the wonder child, Josephine Starr.
Tommy Tucker and his boys open George Jessel's office in Hollywood.
Thank you, thank you. Norma, I know you're surprised at me for getting you on so early today, but there's a reason.
George, dear, I don't care if the horse himself told you he's going to win. You're not going to get me in on any more of those things.
It isn't anything about a horse. It's about little Josephine Starr. Honey, she's been annoying me with questions all day until I'm nearly crazy.
Well, you must allow for the child. After all, she isn't even 8 years old.
I know, but neither am I 8 years old, and I can't stand her. Questions, questions, questions.
Oh, Mr. Jessel, Mr. Jessel.
There she is again. You handle her, will you please, dear?
Mr. Jessel, if I mail this letter today, will it be in New York next week?
Of course, dear.
That's funny.
Well, what's funny?
It's addressed to Chicago.
Now, look, Josephine. Little girls like you should be seen and not heard only when they are singing.
Why?
Why? How do you like that?
Why?
A singing baby snooks. Look, Josephine, you mustn't talk like Fanny Bryce when you're not even as big as Billy Rose. Look, Norma, will you please talk to this child? I know she's going to start again. What hand does the Statue of Liberty hold up? Where does your lap go when you stand up? How do you like those questions?
Well, where does your lap go when you stand up?
What, you too?
Now, just what is it you want to know, Josephine?
What did Mr. Jessel do before he started hanging around here?
Why, Mr. Jessel was an actor.
What kind of an actor?
Now, Josephine,
you mustn't ask embarrassing questions.
No, nothing embarrassing about that. The child finally has asked a sensible question. She wants to know about my background. It's natural I should tell her. Josephine, in 1911, the Boston Transcript said I gave the finest performance that anybody ever saw.
That's right, dear. Tell the child how President Garfield applauded when you came out.
Josephine, I was a vaudeville actor for many, many years, dear. In fact, my whole life has been spent behind the footlights.
Yes, way behind.
Now, look, baby Norma, you didn't get around yesterday yourself, you know. I remember Vitagraph presents Norma, Constance, and Natalie Talmadge in fun at the skating rink.
Vaudeville, Mr. Jessel?
Vaudeville, my child, is one of the greatest forms of fine entertainment that this country ever had.
Where is it now?
Well, where are last year's roots?
What was it about?
Well, dear, a big-time vaudeville show consisted of 8 or 9 different kinds of acts for 2 shows a day. The curtain went up and there was a number by the orchestra, and they called that the overture. Well, the first act, honey, would be sort of like, well, as a rule, an animal act. Like Professor Silverbush's trained dog.
The quack quack?
No, dog bow bow. The curtain would go up and all the little animals would be standing there.
Prince, Hector, Minnie, Ufa, Ufa. Ah, good dogs, good dogs. Here, Minnie, sit up on your hind legs, or I give you liver. A dear little Minnie, cute little pup, she will sit on her hind legs if I hold the front ones up. Ladies and gentlemen, and now, Prince, my great Dane, will make 3 revolutions in the air. A dribble somersault, and will land on his front paws. Ready, Prince. Steady, boy. Steady. Go. Did you make it, Prince?
Sure.
good boy. And now, the talking dog. Tell me, Hector, what comes after February?
Well, how did you like that, Josephine?
That was fine, but which one were you?
I came on later, but then after the dog act came one of the great comedy acts show that we ever had, like Moran and Mac, the two black crows. Charlie Mack has gone onward, but George Moran is still here, and we'll do the old act together.
Boy, what's the matter? You better get up there and go to work. What's the matter here? You tired?
No, I ain't tired.
Well, if you ain't tired, why are you laying down?
I'm just laying down in case I do get tired.
Now, boy, always remember that the early bird catches the worm.
Early bird catches what worm?
Why, any worm.
Well, let him have it. Who wants a worm? What's his idea of catching the worm anyhow?
Well, he catches the worm because he wants it.
What does he want with it?
Now, how do I know what he wants with it?
Well, how do you know that he wants it then?
Well, what's his idea of catching it if he don't want it?
What's the idea of the worm being there in the first place?
Well, the worm lives there.
He lives where?
He lives where he is.
I don't even know where he is.
Where he's home, that's where he is.
Well, which one is the early bird?
Well, the first bird gets there is the early bird.
What causes that?
Because he's the first bird there.
Well, suppose some other bird got there ahead of him, then what?
Boy, you don't know. You don't seem to know anything. What's the matter with you?
I don't feel well. I went to the doctor and they told me to take one pill 3 times a day. But you can't do that. Mm. They also said that my veins are too close together. Said I had a very close vein. Even if that was good, I wouldn't like it.
Well, boy, I can play anything on this horn.
You can't play piano on it.
I can play any tune you want.
Well, you must have been with some big shows.
Boy, I played this horn in the Metropolitan Opera Company. I was a head man in that show.
Metropolitan Opera Company? Oh, you've been with better shows than that.
I hope to tell you, I was a Neil O'Brien's minstrel. I was a head man in that show. And then I was in that show called Uncle Tom's Cabin. That's a sad show. I was the head man in that show.
Oh, some little old country show. I never heard of that.
What? You never heard of Uncle Tom's Cabin?
No.
Well, did you ever hear of Adam and Eve?
Yeah, but you weren't the head man in that show. Oh, you must have traveled. Some, I guess.
Oh, boy, I've been every place. I even been all over Rome, too.
Man, I used to live in Rome. I had a farm in Rome.
Well, what did you raise on your farm?
We raised pigs.
Raise your own pigs?
Yeah, I used to buy the pigs in April, sell them in August.
What did you pay for the pigs in April?
$5.
And what did you sell them for in August?
$5.
Paid $5 in April and sold them in August for $5? You can't make any money that way.
We found that out.
What else did you raise?
We had 8 horses.
Oh, you had 8 horses.
And we found out that the white horses eat more than the black horses, so we sold all the white horses.
The white horses eat more than the black horses? Boy, that's silly. Why should the white horses eat more than the black horses?
Only way we could figure it out was we had more of the white horses.
Well, did you have any chickens?
Yeah. I had 1,000 chickens and 999 of them laid eggs.
Well, what was the matter with the other one?
He was the head man. Oh.
That was so funny, Mr. Jessel. And what came next?
Well, after that, there'd be some singing star for musical comedy like Grace LaRue, Fritzy Schaeffer, Madame Trentini, you know? Singing songs like you do now.
Here, 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 here,
came after that in a vaudeville show, Mr. Jessel?
Well, nobody could follow that. That and then came intermission.
What's that?
Well, they used to let a curtain down with advertisements on it. And during intermission, the people would read the advertisements just like they hear them on the radio now.
The average person thinks of fishing as one of the grandest sports in California. Few people think of fishing as a great industry as well. The next time you see a sturdy fishing vessel putting out to sea, remember that it is but one of 2,500 boats in California engaged in fishing as a business. Battling with 300-pound swordfish and 50-pound sea bass is all in the day's work to California's fishermen. In Southern California alone, there are over 2,000 fish markets and 10,000 restaurants, and these must be supplied with fresh fish every day in the year. California has a 1,000-mile coastline, and off this coast is an amazing variety of over 100 species of fish that are good to eat. Over $15 million worth of fresh fish are caught and sold yearly in California. The reason for this great industry is that more and more people are learning the important food value of fresh fish. For the health of your family, serve fresh fish several times a week.
George Jessel Show, Norma Talmadge speaking. We are presenting a program dedicated to vaudeville. And as we continue, George is explaining that almost lost art to little Josephine Starr.
And then, honey, there was the second half of the show, which would usually open with a dramatic sketch played by a prominent, legitimate actress who had just had 8 flops and was picking up a little easy money, taking a flyer in vaudeville. Playing a little something she had whipped up herself. Please! The curtain would go up and the telephone would ring.
Why?
That's something no one ever found out. And then the butler would answer it.
This is Rubber Nose's residence. Very good, sir. I'll tell him.
Who was it, Corkin?
It's the man from the station, sir. He says your train is on time, sir.
Good. Get my bag. I must hurry.
Are you going away, Bartholomew?
Not for long, my sweet. And I shall count the hours until I return to you, my love.
I shall miss you, Bartholomew. And I, too, shall count the hours until you return. I shall be thinking of you every moment, my darling.
Goodbye, my love. I'm off to Buffalo. And I shall phone you tonight.
I dread to see you go, Bartholomew. But if you gotta go, you gotta go. To Buffalo.
Goodbye, my love. And think of me.
I'll answer the door, Gawkins. You may take the evening off.
Oh, very good, then. Thank you, madame.
Come in. You, Sidney Wilberput.
Yes, dear, it's me.
You should never have come here. If my husband found out you were here, he'd kill us both.
Never mind, my sweet. I happen to know that your husband has gone to Buffalo, and I've been counting the hours until I could see you. I love you so much.
And I love you, too, my darling. But what can we do?
Kiss me, my sweet. Hey, what's that?
Quiet. I'll see. Who is it?
Me. Open your door. Hurry.
It's my husband. Hi, quick.
Where? In here?
No, not there.
What about in here?
Don't know. I've got it. Hide here, in this old trunk.
Open the door. Hurry.
Hurry. Get in the trunk.
Don't drop the lid on my head.
Dear, coming. What's wrong, dear? Did you miss your train?
I was on my way to the station when I saw the fire department heading this way. And I came back to find this very building that's on fire.
Good heavens. What shall I do? What shall I do?
First thing to do is to throw this trunk out of the window.
Not lately, and don't ask so many questions, Dick.
Then what happened in the vaudeville show?
Then my child came to headliners. An act that always stopped the show cold. Everybody loved him in vaudeville, and they still love them today. Smith and Dale, the Avon Comedy Four, in their famous Hungarian restaurant scene. Hey, Chef.
What do you want?
Rush one 10-minute boiled egg for Sam Harris. He's in a hurry.
We ain't got a 10-minute boiled egg left. I'll give him 2-5.
Give it.
Chef, what's the matter with my liver?
Don't ask me. See a doctor.
2 fried eggs. One should be from the country.
One should be from the country. Oh, that one is from the old country. How did he want the eggs? Medium or well-to-do?
He wants the sun shall look down on them.
With mercy. Hello, boss.
Well,
what's the matter? Why are you limping?
By golly, those shoes bite me.
They bite you?
Yeah.
Bite them back.
Yeah, bite them back. Say, Chef, I think I got water on the knee.
Then you should wear pumps.
Yeah, a pump? Say, come on, Chef, sit down and give me the order for tomorrow's menu.
Who?
Yeah, the bill of fare.
Oh.
Hey, boss, Max Gordon is complaining. He says there's no chicken in the chicken pie.
Yeah, well, tell him there's no horse in horseradish.
No, you dig
up. Yeah. Come on, Chef, give me the orders for tomorrow, will you?
Chef, Louis Sidney wants to know if these are lamb or veal chops.
Did you tell him to taste it?
I did, but he don't know the difference.
What did he order?
Lamb chops.
Tell him it's lamb chops. The customer is always right.
Come on, Chef, will you please give me a chance? Give me the orders.
Hey, boss, Bob Milford said if you give him another tough steak like this one, you're going to lose him.
He's going to lose him.
Listen, you tell Milford I lost my grandmother, the boss lost his mother-in-law, and we can lose him, too.
Tell him
with pleasure.
Come on, the nerve of some people, huh? Come on, Chef, will you please give me the order?
One plate bean soup with the thumb outside.
Take it away.
Say, Chef, how do you make bean soup?
With potatoes and water.
Don't you use beans?
You're thinking about noodle soup. Yeah.
Say, Chef, for pity's sake, will you please give me the orders? My time is liniment.
What?
My time is liniment.
Liniment?
Yeah.
All right, don't rub it in. All right, sit down. Take out your pencil. Put down 6 ounces of noodles, 3 grams of oatmeal, 1/2 pint of milk, 3 ounces of rice, 2 teaspoons of sugar.
Wait a minute. What is this, an order or a prescription?
Mark it down. And also, we need some chisels.
Chisels? What do we need for chisels for?
Chisels. Cream chisels.
You mean cream cheese?
Put down some tea.
Tea? That's nice. Now, what kind of tea do you want? Sea lime tea?
Sea lime?
Sea lime?
No, orange Pekingese.
Pekingese.
These bananas are good.
Yeah.
Tastes good. We ought to get some more of them.
Hey, what are you doing there? Don't go there. Don't eat up the profits.
This ain't profit. This is bananas.
That's bananas?
There's no profit in bananas. It's all overhead.
Yes. Now, don't tell me about that overhead. I tell you, put it away. Put it away.
I'm putting it away.
No. Don't eat bananas. Don't eat bananas. If you want to eat something, eat fish. That's good brain food. It'll make you wise.
But we ain't got no fish today.
Yeah, you see? You're wise already. You see?
Listen, I can eat bananas if I like it, and I like it.
You like it? But I don't like it. I don't like it.
You don't like it?
I don't like it.
Do I ask you to eat it?
Do I ask you to ask me? Do you?
Then don't ask me to ask you, will I?
Say, do you hear me? Do you hear me?
I hear you calling me.
All right.
But I don't see you.
Say, I'll grab you right away by the back of the neck.
Wait a minute, boss. If you lose your temper, hold your tongue.
I should hold my tongue?
And then choke.
Can you be that the way a man stands and eats the bananas and then speaks to the boss?
You're the boss?
Yes, sir. I am the boss.
Outside.
Outside? I'm the boss inside out.
I'm laughing to you.
You're laughing?
And don't forget, I'm the chef.
The chef.
Also a baker. But a good baker.
A baker, a common loafer, a baker. You look like a Siberian sculpture. That's what you look like.
Thank you. You look good, too.
Yes. What's the matter? You're jealous what I'm looking?
Jealous?
You're jealous?
I wouldn't look like you even if I looked like you. And then I wouldn't look like you.
I should worry what you say. By golly, my wife likes me.
I know a lot of women that likes monkeys.
By the back of the neck and I'll chuck you out of the place. Don't you monkey with me. I am a man of letters.
Sit down or I'll rub you out.
You rub me out. Now, come on, don't aggravate me. Will you please don't aggravate me? I got high blood pressure.
High blood pressure?
Yeah.
How can a lowlife like you have high blood pressure?
Now, come on. Will you please give me the rest of the order?
All right, write down Higgs.
Yeah, Higgs. Let me see Higgs. I got to see
H-E-W-G. H-E? What are you doing, hatching them out?
Yeah. How many eggs do you want?
Nine.
Do you think that's plenty, nine eggs?
Ten.
Is that enough, Tim?
Make it a convention. Maybe we'll get a dozen eggs.
Yeah, a dozen.
You know, we expect the musician's union in.
Yeah, that's better.
Write down a dozen.
A dozen. Let me see. How do you spell dozen?
Fell.
Yeah. Oh, go on, mate.
Hey, what kind of a cliff joint are you running here?
What's the trouble? What?
I ate in your restaurant a little while ago. I put a package with $5,000 in it on the table alongside of me.
You did? Well, what happened?
Well, after I was eating, I rushed out and forgot it. And when I came back for it, it was gone.
$5,000?
Hey, wait a minute. I'll call the waiter. Say, Marta, Sammy, come here.
We'll find out what happened.
Hey, who waited on this gentleman?
Morris did.
Morris? Hey, Morris. When that gentleman walked off and left $5,000 on the table, why didn't you bring it to me, huh?
I thought he left it there for a tip.
A tip?
And I don't like this joint anyway.
That's all.
Like falling leaves from a faded tree, that's how your customers all leave me. Just like shadows away they slip. On the table they leave pencil marks, but never a tip.
If you do not like it, then quit right away. Before you quit, you discharge without pay. Goodbye, bummer. Goodbye, goodbye.
But why, bummer?
Goodbye, goodbye.
Go on, get out of here. Go on.
Before I go, I want my wages.
He wants his wages.
Wait a minute, Jeff. I'll tell him.
Hush the voice from the far away. Listen and learn, it seems to say. All the tomorrow shall be as today.
So come tomorrow and ask for your pay.
Run home, my friend, and don't you stop. Look, the chef's Irish temper is up.
Goodbye, you dope.
I don't?
Goodbye, goodbye, while at home. Goodbye, goodbye.
Now, go on, get out of here.
I'm telling you for the last time, before I go, I want my wages.
What is he waiting for?
His wages.
For my heart, flapping train on the brow. Don't stop.
Again, again.
My eye.
Don't you come back anymore.
No, not I. I'm pleading, look.
He's pleading, look.
Goodbye.
Forever.
When shall I call?
Forever.
Goodbye.
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 Thank you, Smith and Dale.
We who live in California are particularly fortunate in being able to get fresh seafood the year around. The chief reason for eating fresh fish is its deliciousness. Another reason is its variety. Right now, there are over 30 kinds of fresh fish available in the market. Every good cookbook has countless methods for cooking and serving all kinds of fresh fish. Baking, broiling, and frying are the fundamental methods, but in addition, there are cocktails, salads, chowders, bisques, broths, soufflés, and many, many others. No other food offers so vast a variety of delicious and unusual recipes. If you're not having fresh fish at least twice a week, you're missing one of the greatest pleasures of living in California. Fresh fish is tremendously important from a health standpoint, too. Fish is an easily digested protein food. It contains many health-giving minerals found in no other food. Fish is rich in vitamins A and D, so essential to growing children. Most seafoods contain iodine, so necessary to good health. The calcium in fresh fish is essential to strong bones and teeth. If you want to raise a healthy family full of life and vitality and strength, serve fresh fish. The Southern California Association of Fresh Fish Dealers supplies 2,000 markets with fresh fish daily. Plan now to serve fresh fish several times this week.
Mr. Jessel, tell me more about vaudeville. Didn't you do anything outside of hiding in the trunk?
Will you forget that trunk business? Surely I did there. Then, as a rule, I came on and did my act. Hello? Hello? Hello, Mom? Yes, this is George. How are you feeling? You see spots in front of your eyes? Well, why don't you wear your glasses? They're up on your forehead. Well, how long will it take to get them down? If you see spots in front of your eyes, you put on your glasses. Well, you got them on, or how is it? Well, you see the spots better with the glasses, I see. Yes, I'm going to sing the song for you now. Surely I remember it.
One bright and guiding light that taught me wrong from right, I found in my mother's eyes. Those babies.
George.
Yes?
George, can't you see Josephine's fallen asleep?
That always happened when I went on.
Well, kid's fallen asleep. Good night, Mom. Good night, everybody.
The George Jessel Show, 30 Minutes in Hollywood with Norma Talmadge, paid tribute today to the art of vaudeville and presented as guests of Mr. Jessel, George Moran of Moran and Mack, Smith and Dale, the Avon Comedy Four, and Kallmeyer's Trained Canine, with Tommy Tucker and his orchestra, Amy Arnell and the wonder child, Josephine Starr.
The George Jessel Show has come to you through the courtesy of the Southern California Association of Fresh Fish Dealers. If you like this program, thank your neighborhood market, which supplies you with fresh fish daily.
Cooper, and by courtesy of Paramount Pictures, Mr. John Payne. Material for these programs is written by Sam Carlton and George Jessel. The George Jessel Show comes to you through facilities of the Don Lee Studios in Hollywood. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.